From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump met with Republican lawmakers late Tuesday to talk about immigration legislation. The House of Representatives is set to vote later in the week on two immigration bills, including provisions that would stop the separation of children from their parents at the southern border, a controversial and disputed issue. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Those children need you.
A tearful Elijah Cummings urged House GOP members to stand up to the president and tell him to end the policy that's led to families being ripped apart at the border.
We are better than that.
Number 2 Senate Republican John Cornyn was among GOP members today, saying they want to see a change.
We want to keep families together.
And though the president's not meeting with senators today, Number 2 Democrat Dick Durbin challenged Cornyn and others to speak up.
When this president comes to the Capitol, the Republican senators who find this unacceptable, un-American, and disgusting have to tell the president that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Tuesday called President Trump's threat to place more tariffs on Chinese exports to the U.S. extreme pressure and blackmail, and threatened to retaliate. On Monday, Mr. Trump said he will impose tariffs of 10% on another $200 billion in Chinese goods, quote, if China refuses to change its practices. Russia has announced retaliatory measures in response to the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum. In a statement Tuesday, Russia said it has decided to apply retaliatory measures in accordance with the World Trade Organization's rules that allow for the compensation for damage incurred by the American tariffs. This is VOA News. The oil ministers of the OPEC cartel were gathering Tuesday to discuss whether to increase production of crude and help limit a rise in global energy prices. Arab media are reporting that Saudi-led coalition forces have captured dozens of Houthi militia fighters after taking control of Yemen's Hodeidah airport. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Arab news channels are reporting that Saudi-led coalition forces entered the airport after capturing large chunks of it from the Iranian-backed Houthi militia. VOA could not independently confirm if the Houthis still controlled any parts of the facility. Saudi-owned Al Arabiya TV reported that dozens of Houthi fighters were captured in the battle for the airport. Hodeidah Airport is approximately 10 kilometers from the city's port, which is the real objective of the battle for Hodeidah. The port supplies the capital Sana'a with about 70% of its needs, according to Arab media. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United States has left the United Nations Human Rights Council. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley threatened to withdraw last year if reforms were not made.
The council ceases to be worthy of its name.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the membership in the Human Rights Council is questionable.
Authoritarian governments with unambiguous and abhorrent human rights records, such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela.
Haley says the U.S. is not backing away from human rights.
On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization.
No country has ever dropped out of the UN Human Rights Council voluntarily. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Verizon says it will stop selling mobile phone location information to data brokers. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Verizon is the nation's largest mobile carrier by number of subscribers. It says it will stop selling customer data that makes it possible to track the location of any of its phones in the United States. It made the disclosure to Senator Ron Wyden. The Oregon Democrat's been probing abuses in the phone tracking field. Geo-tracking is useful for emergencies and roadside assistance, among other things. It's also subject to abuse, as in a case in which a former Missouri sheriff was accused of tracking the movements of a judge. Verizon's chief privacy officer told Wyden the company plans to terminate its contracts with two location data aggregators. Warren Levinson, New York.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.